Michaela Carpenter Olsen returned home to Aspen earlier this month and, by this weekend, will open the doors to her downtown business, Maker in Place. She hopes the company will cultivate craft and community. She's moving into the Old Hub bike shop just down the street from Aspen's iconic fountain and popcorn stand. Earlier this week, I ventured into the remodel to learn more about the vision behind the shop. Maker in Place is sort of a retail store slash art studio. A trained weaver herself, Carpenter Olsen wants a place where creatives in Aspen can afford to work and sell their goods. She will curate the handmade items that make up the retail space and offer the studio to local artists. She and a bare-bones crew of friends are measuring, sawing, and gluing the store together, aiming for a July 1st opening date. Aspen is not the easiest place to open a business, but Carpenter Olsen grew up here and is self-proclaimed obsessed with this town.
Aspen has a very, very interesting community, and it attracts really cool people. It attracts an international audience. It attracts incredible creative minds.
Maker in Place came together under a unique set of factors that Carpenter Olsen hopes will allow it to become the jumping off point for other local businesses and artisans. First of all, the landlords just recently bought the building. They don't know what they want to do with it yet, so they were willing to sign a short-term lease, something that is hard to come by in the commercial landscape of downtown Aspen.
Signing a 5-year lease, it's just not feasible anymore. I can't tell you what's going to happen in 5 years. No one can.
Another factor that has boosted Carpenter Olsen is her partnership with the nonprofit group Aspen Entrepreneurs, or AE. The group offers mentorship programs, community events, and classes on starting and owning a business. Carpenter Olsen was a member of its introductory cohort group and now acts as its landlord.
We finally got all of our desks cut.
Upstairs, pointing through a cloud of sawdust, AE Creative Director Skippy Mezzero points out where a long, handmade desk will serve as a drop-in co-working space. When completely built out, there will also be a kitchen, community lounge area, and more permanent workspaces for the current cohort of Aspen Entrepreneurs Prodigy. Businesses that may, in themselves, become the employers that keep young professionals in Aspen.
Just this wonderful, vibrant mix of people innovating and working in the things that Aspen's known for.
Mezzero ran an unsuccessful bid for city council this past spring, but earned more than 30% of the vote. He says Aspen Entrepreneurs is really a band-aid that is working to heal a bigger problem.
We view ourselves as a community-building organization. You know, several years ago, we identified a problem, right? Aspen's losing young people.
It's not just a feeling. Aspen is losing young people. Mick Ireland has studied Aspen census data for decades.
There was a time when Aspen had an above-average proportion of people under 40 compared to the rest of the state, and now we're actually at or below average in that group.
Ireland attributes high housing costs as one of the biggest influences of what he calls the vanishing generation. This has long-term effects on the entire community.
Everybody always talks about sustainability, but the essence of sustainability is a successor generation. And right now, Aspen has relatively few young children.
And even those kids who do grow up here, like Michaela Carpenter Olsen, have a tough choice to make when deciding where to settle down.
They can either work in the hospitality or retail, or they move away. Now, if you're in the hospitality industry, people tend to feel very stuck. And then people who move away generally can't move back until after they've retired, until they've earned enough to earn their place back in Aspen.
Carpenter Olsen says neither one of those paths looked good to her. She wanted to stay in Aspen, but also grow professionally. And so, at least for the summer, a handful of artisans will have a storefront retail space on Hyman Avenue. And under the same roof, a handful of startups will have an office to work out of. And perhaps a reason to stay in town.
This was my solution, and I hope that the platform that I'm building and the platform that AE are building can help give us a third pathway where people can stay in Aspen and contribute to the community and be part of the community and be a part of something that's engaging them and nourishing them and rooting for them.
Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.